Good morning. Well, US share markets still remaining near their best levels ever, but they were pretty quiet on Friday ahead of a long weekend. So the US market will be closed tonight for the President's Day holiday. The Dow Jones did fall back by around 25 points or a tenth of 1%. We had the broader S&P 500, though, edging higher by approximately a fifth, and the NASDAQ was similar, lifting by around 19 points. We had the coronavirus still a bit of a concern, but yesterday there were reports of a slowing in the number of new cases. And while that's encouraging, what has somewhat muddied the picture here about the situation with the coronavirus was that the Chinese authorities changed their methodology for diagnosing cases just last week. So it's been a little difficult to know if the actual results are an improvement or not. But there were updates on the US economy on Friday, which generally was seen as uninspiring. Retail spending up a third of a percent. And while that's as expected, we did see the biggest decline in sales at clothing stores since 2009 in the US. Didn't seem to stop. The best performers actually being consumer discretionary and consumer staple stocks as well. One of the best performers in the US was chipmaker Nvidia, which rose a good 7% on some better profit results, and also online travel group Expedia, the best on the S&P 500, lifting by 11%. And that's after it forecasted as some better performances as far as growth is concerned for profits in the future. Now, one of the worst performers recently has been Carnival Group, which dropped by an additional 1.5% on Friday. This is the company that owns the Diamond Princess ship, which is in lockdown in Japan. That's after 355 confirmed coronavirus cases on that ship. So its share price has dropped on Friday, but it's down about 20% now over the past month. Commodity prices were mixed. We had iron ore, oil and gold lifting, but most base metals underperformed. So that includes zinc, copper, aluminium and also nickel. The Aussie market set for a slightly softer start today, and the Aussie dollar sits at 67.2 US.